This is North Coast News on KINS.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Great California Shakeout will take place today, and you're invited to join in. It's held each year on the third Thursday of October. The Shakeout International Day of Action set for today, 10:19 a.m. Register to take part at shakeout.org. During the self-led drill, participants practice how to drop, cover, and hold on. It's endorsed by emergency officials and first responders. Drop where you are, onto your hands and knees. That position protects you from being knocked down and also allows you to stay low and crawl to shelter if there's one nearby. Two inmates accused of beating up a correctional officer are scheduled to go to trial October 30th. 24-year-old Lawrence Emmanuel Bailey and 21-year-old Jonah Dale Little are charged with attacking Officer Dylan Huffman on August 9th after tricking him into their cell. Prosecutors expect the trial to last 5 to 7 days once it does start. Little has been behind bars on a probation violation. Bailey is accused of killing a 50-year-old woman in November of 2016. Arcata dodges a lawsuit from a company that claimed the city messed up a bidding process on the Humboldt Bay Trail North project worth close to $5 million. Mercer Fraser Company stated that the city had documentation flaws that took that company out of contention for the job. Mercer Fraser saying the city required a non-collusion affidavit to be submitted by the awardee when the awardee wasn't clear at that point in the process. It also claimed the winning bidder had an incorrect subcontractor address on its bid and that signatures on some documents were missing. The number of people missing in the deadliest and most destructive series of wildfires in California history peaked at more than 2,000 in the hardest hit county, but now stands at 50, with authorities believing nearly all of them will be found. The overall death toll now stands at 42 after another victim was found Tuesday. The figure could have been much worse after residents got little or no warning last week and entire neighborhoods were wiped out. There's a cold front moving into Humboldt County, and for us here, it means rain. The National Weather Service says it will be accompanied by wind and may include some snow in some higher elevation areas. They're expecting northern Humboldt and Del Norte to catch more than an inch of rain today, less in Trinity County down to southern Mendocino County. Surf will be picked up by those winds as well. She wants her job back. Humboldt County Board of Supervisors Chairwoman Virginia Bass says she's seeking re-election to the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors in the June 2018 election. Bass plans to kick off her re-election campaign on Tuesday, October 24th, 5:15 p.m. at the Eureka Women's Club located at 1531 J Street in Eureka. Bass points to homelessness, affordable housing, job creation, and seniors issues as highlights of her accomplishments while in office. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.